episode Double V.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander X, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were engaged in battle with the amassed forces of evil. Hopelessly outnumbered, Space Commander X cleverly lured his foes into a trap, and then single-handedly loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift photon cube miasma gun, and his enemies fled before his mighty wrath. Then, seeing Stupid Larry wounded unto death, Space Commander X laid his healing hands on his sidekick and miraculously restored him to life. Now, Space Commander X is king of the universe!
Not one word of that is true.
Sounds good to me, Stupid Larry.
I have no doubt that you could do all that, Space Commander Weck, but it just didn't happen.
But you say I could do all that, single-handedly vanquishing countless foes, etc., etc.?
And if it ever comes to that, I know you would, Space Commander Weck. I know you'd risk your life and limb against overwhelming odds to save me and all the space buddies everywhere.
Good. Then I have nothing to prove by actually doing it, and you have to admit these are the hands of the healer, Stupid Larry.
Sure, whatever.
Well, I healed you, didn't I? You look pale, but I touched you and made you whole again.
If you say so. Oh, I've been meaning to ask. Have you seen my watch? It's
It'll turn up, Stupid Larry. Just forget it. Come over here. Look at what I've built.
Ooh, looks like a large, lumpy curtain.
My invention is under the curtain, Stupid Larry. Oh. This is the unveiling ceremony.
I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait.
Here it goes, okay?
Oh, I'm so excited. You're a real Renaissance man, Space
Commander.
That
too, whatever that is. Well, are you ready?
Am I ready? Boy, am I ready. Let's see.
Ta-da! Well?
Wow.
What do you think, Stupid Larry?
Oh, it's great, Space Commander Rick. You invented a way to glue kitchen utensils together.
It's a robot, Stupid Larry.
I meant to say a robot. You invented
Stupid
a robot.
Stupid Larry, this robot will do anything a man can do, only better.
I'll bet it can, Space Commander Rick. I'll bet your robot will do anything a man can do, only different.
Better. That's better.
Oh, did I say different? I meant better. I'm so ashamed. I can't live with this shame.
Don't touch the knives, Stupid Larry. Okay. They're being used as robot feet.
Okay. Hey, Space Commander Rex. Let's see how it works. Does it have a name?
Of course it has a name. Stupid Larry, I'd like you to meet Stupid RMN X374Q.
Uh-oh.
Stupid Q, as I like to call it, will make a great mechanical sidekick.
Uh-oh.
I'll show you. You see, I've programmed all my knowledge, all my dexterity, all my leadership ability into this wonder of modern tinkering.
Uh-oh.
So, here we go. Switch on!
Didn't have much to say, did he? Take
Shut up, Stupid Larry. Don't you think you'd better clean up this mess?
Tune in again next time, again, for more daring space adventures, which are daring with Space Commander X, Space Commander!
Ooh, Stupid Larry, come here. I've got Stupid Q working again. Watch, I'll flip the switch and...
I told you not to use the knives at his feet, Space Commander X.
Good thing they're Teflon, though.
They'll wash real easy,
Episode Double W.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander X, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had run out of space bucks. His payroll checks had bounced higher than a reptile from Ragu under the influence of the hypnotic cockroaches of GL-70. Yes, the payroll checks had been worthless, and Space Commander X, Space Commander's faithful announcer, me, yours acknowledged, Prince of the Scrungemen, had finally reached the limit of his patience and walked out on our illustrious space chiseler, Whack. That's right, walked out right in the middle of an exciting space adventure. No pay, no say. That's the straw that broke the indolent Armaduke's fin, yes?
Stupid Larry, hurry, the butterfly monsters are gaining on us. Hurry and reload the Bonzo Crispy Beam
Space
or they'll
Commander
catch up
Wack.
With us.
Space what? Commander Wack, what? Didn't you hear what just happened?
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. Of course I heard what happened. What happened, Stupid Larry?
Our announcer, Yurzik Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen, said his payroll check bounced, called you a chiseler, and walked out on us.
You mean he didn't mention my epic battle with the butterfly monsters?
Nope.
Just walked out?
Yep.
In the middle of an exciting space adventure with all the space buddies listening?
Sure. That's about the size of it, Space Commander.
Come here, Stupid Larry. So, Stupid Larry, you hold off the bad guys while I go out to battle the butterfly monsters single-handed.
Right, sir. Glorf and I will await your triumphal return.
Farewell. I'm off to the stars. Ah, there you are, Yurzik. I mean, butterfly monster.
Oh, well, if it isn't Bad Check Whack. Well, you don't have me to kick around.
around anymore.
Well, Glorf, it sounds like Space Commander Wack is engaged in mortal conflict. Ooh, try to stay calm, big fella. Yeah.
Get in there. Get in there. Now, sit down and read that script there.
All right. Okay, anything.
Now, take it from where I defeat everybody and stuff like that while I rejoin Stupid Larry and Glorf.
Okay, so Space Commander Wack, Space Commander, had defeated the monstrous butterflies and saved the universe.
Is he doing it right, Stupid Larry?
So far, so good, Space Commander Wack. He said you just saved the universe.
That should raise Space Buddy contributions this month. Good.
Yes, Space Commander Wack had saved the universe and was hailed by every intelligent being in the galaxy. When suddenly he was struck down at his moment of triumph by the trick of fate and a billion-ton comet.
Say what?
He's tricked you, Space Commander Wack.
Tune in next time for more exciting space adventures with Stupid Larry, Glorf the Dead Martian Dog, and Space Commander Wack, buried alive, Space Commander!
Start digging, Space Commander Wack. He can't defeat you with such a dirty trick.
What a feeling of power!
This will be remembered as the night yours at Narge threw something off the Tallahassee Bridge.
Revenge!
Episode Double X.
Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were stranded on an uncharted planet in the Shinewald system. The result of Glorf's being left to run the spaceship while Stupid Larry slept, and Space Commander Wack played Pong with himself on the ship's computer. Due to the molecular composition of the planet's atmosphere, creatures on the lower half of the evolutionary scale were freed from their inhibitions and acted any darn way they felt like acting. As a result, Stupid Larry was now tied to a tree.
But Space Commander Wack, I'm fine. Why did you tie me to this tree?
It's my tree, and I can do what I want, Stupid Larry.
I'm not affected by the atmosphere. Only lesser evolved creatures turn into raving lunatics.
Gold! There must be gold here. Mine! It's all mine!
Things like, sponges and moss and disc jockeys. Normal people stay normal.
A planet all to myself. You can't have it. It's mine. Wack World! Yes, Stupid Larry. Take some pictures. We can sell postcards.
I mean, you and I should have no problem. We're completely normal.
Little elf creatures. That's it. I'll set up a workshop and make toys. Must find little elf creatures.
So you see, there's no reason for me to be tied to a tree. None
Space
at all.
Space buddies, are you aware that in these scripts, Space Commander Wack's name is shortened to SCW? It's the announcer's fault. Get him. Hunt him down. Bring him to me. SCW.
SC Wack, Space Commander Wack, you are going to untie me from this tree now?
I feel like blowing things up.
Balloons, good idea. Just untie me. I'll go get some balloons and then
planets.
You can blow them up.
I want to blow up planets.
Well, sure, why not? But I have to have my hands free if I'm going to fire the old one.
Solar systems, that's it. Get rid of all those little cars with advertisements printed on them. Do you collect bottle caps? My collection's better than yours.
Stupid Larry.
Huh? Why, is the episode over already? What are you doing here?
There are deer and cantaloupe playing over there. Look, or is that masked melon and antelopes?
Don't you think that Wack is acting strangely?
Let's hear some bells ringing. Ring those chimes.
No, he seems fine to me.
But the atmosphere has caused him to lose his inhibitions and act like a maniac.
Where did these flying shoes come from? Oh, no.
It has?
Look at him. He's gone completely nutso.
Oh, why don't they call you stupid announcer, stupid announcer?
And then we'll grind up all the potatoes in the universe.
But he's babbling incoherently.
Look, we're rehearsing for the Daring Space Adventure Army of Earth annual picnic and talent show.
Stupid Larry, that was your cue, the potatoes.
Sorry, Space Commander Wack, our announcer.
Ex-announcer.
Right, he thought you were acting weird and out of sorts.
What?
Of, you
know. Doesn't he know Hamlet when he hears it?
What? That's not Hamlet!
That's not your line.
Tune in again next time for more Daring Space Adventures with Space Commander Wack, Prince of Denmark!
I thought it was clear from the start of that the atmosphere affected only lesser creatures, like Glorf.
Where is Glorf, by the way?
Why, he's at the controls of the spaceship.
Uh-oh.
Farewell, sweet dead Martian dog.
Episode Double Y.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian. Martian dog had inadvertently destroyed all but 8,000 of Saturn's 160,450 moons, including the one from which the universe is controlled. Now, everything is in chaos, and Space Commander Wack is digging deep into his own subconscious impulses in order to find an answer to the once again highly relevant question, what does it mean to be human?
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! All is chaos! Civilizations are turning on themselves. Comets crowd the sky and tidal waves ravage the coast. And domestic automakers are turning a profit.
What is it, Stupid Larry? What a nice dream I was having. I was a little boy again. It was Christmas. I had stolen everyone's presents and was selling them back.
Chaos, doom, panic, rosebud, comets.
What's going on? What was that about comets?
Well, here, ask this one.
By an evil comet, our heroes don't have far to go before landing safely on the planet of the nursery rhymes.
Perfect landing. Are you all right, Stupid Larry?
I think so. So's Glorf, as far as he can be. How about you? Are you all right?
If you mean, am I all right? Of course I am, Stupid Larry. But I cut my pinky. Blood.
Oh, we'll rub it with some of that gooey salve that's all over Glorf, Space Commander Wack, but right now we got bigger problems.
My person is injured, Stupid Larry. What could be bigger than that?
Well, since we've crashed on a non-aligned planet, you have to pay me double overtime.
Good grief, Stupid Larry. Do I have to do everything? Get us out of here.
Okay, Space Commander Wack.
It's not the money, you understand. It's the fact that you get it.
I don't mind, Space Commander Wack, but here we are on the planet of the nursery rhyme, where every child's dream comes true, where the heroes of fairy tales do their great deeds, where animals talk and flowers spring to life. There's magic in the air.
Yeah, but more children like me better, though, huh, Stupid Larry?
And there's giants and leprechauns and Mother Goose.
And me too, Stupid Larry. Me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
And everybody always lived happily ever after.
Because of me, Stupid Larry, I make the universe safe. I put your life on the line again and again against the very epitome of evil. I give the space buddies a piece of the action, small one but a piece, and more little children like me, more than they like Mother Goose.
Well, all I'm saying, Space Commander Wack, is that she's been around a lot longer.
She's nothing. She's a nobody. She couldn't get arrested in this town. I've got no alternative, Stupid Larry.
Oh, please, Space Commander Wack, no, don't make me blow up the planet of the nursery rhymes. Please, oh, please, 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 please.
Well, okay, Stupid Larry, we won't blow up the planet.
We won't?
Nope.
Really?
Nope. Fire one!
Oh, come on, Space Commander
Just
Wack.
Kidding, Stupid Larry. We'll just put out the fire on the spaceship and...
Fire? What fire?
Oh, the one near the fuel tanks. It started when we crashed.
The fuel tanks?
Is that bad, Stupid Larry?
Oh, Space Commander Wack.
Oh, it's fate, Stupid Larry. Hey, Carmen.
Tune in again next time. Maybe he'll hunt down the Easter Bunny for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
And so, Glorf died happily ever after.
Somehow it's just not the same, Space
Commander. How about this one? Glorf be motionless, Glorf be slow. Throw Glorf over the candlestick.
Episode Double Z.
Remember Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were speeding through outer space in their spaceship, which they call the Spaceship, in search of fellow life forms in distress.
Stupid Larry, have you sighted any of our fellow life forms in distress?
No, sir, Space Commander Wack. All is peaceful and safe in our rescue sector.
Gee, I don't understand it, Stupid Larry. Yesterday was so busy, and now today, when all the space buddies and buddesses are listening... Nothing happens.
Well, that's space biz, Space Commander Wack.
Too bad the buddies weren't listening yesterday when I saved all those life forms. Whatever you call
them. You what?
Yeah, you remember, Stupid Larry. Like when I launched myself through the dark void and single-handedly saved the mushroom people from their crippled space barge.
You did
I
what?
Was great.
Maybe I'm being silly, Space Commander Wack, or maybe I'm being stupid, but I don't remember...
Why, of course you're being stupid, Stupid Larry. That's why they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
but I just don't remember any of that stuff happening.
You mean you don't remember when I pulled you and Glorf out of the jaws of the punk monster?
No, Space Commander.
You mean don't remember when I risked my life by defusing the rabbit fur bomb on the luxurious cruise ship SS Lipgloss, thus saving the lives of over 100,000 of the idle rich people aboard? Irreplaceable.
No, nope.
You mean you don't remember when I jumped into the zombie reactor room and, using my extensive background in advanced zombie physics, halted the chain reaction and then led the rescue of all those cute little designer midgets, or elves, or whatever?
No, I don't remember that, Space Commander Wack.
You don't remember those short guys with Calvin Klein printed on their pointy hats?
No.
Hey, Yerzik Narge, Prince of the Scrungemen Announcers. You remember those tiny whistling folk with the Gloria Vanderbilt pickaxes, don't you?
Sorry, Wack.
The Mushroom People? The bunk monster. Yesterday, the idle rich people.
Afraid not.
The zombies.
You got me on that one.
Hey, Glorf. Hey, dead boy, come here. You remember, don't you, boy? You remember? Here, let me jog your memory.
Tune in again next time, if you can remember, for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Stupid Larry, do you remember the time I pulled out my Wango Litter paperback ray gun and started...
Hey, get away from me. Who are you, fella? What's going on here? This, who are you?
Hey, here, let me jog your memory, Stupid Larry.
What?
Episode Triple A.
Honome no kori omoi dashimasu, mina-san. Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog were at the bottom of the perfect vacuum planet, Omaha. There was no air, no light, no color, no sounds. Life itself was impossible. Glorf was having the time of his... But much as Glorf liked it, they left and were now hurtling through space on their way to more space.
That was a close call, Super Larry. I'd forgotten life can't exist in a vacuum.
Good thing you remembered in time, Space Commander Wack.
Well, I would have remembered if you hadn't remembered it first, Super Larry.
I know, Space Commander Wack, but as your loyal sidekick, I consider it my duty to anticipate your every whim.
And much more besides that, too,
Larry. Space Commander Wack.
Well, what are you doing now, there?
Well, I'm reading the mail from the Space Buddies.
No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry. How dare you read other people's mail?
But it's all addressed to me.
Space Buddies, don't be like Stupid Larry. The privacy of the mail is a sacred bond, so you must never read other people's mail. Just take it, especially if it looks like it has money in it. Then, paste it to a kumquat, color it green, run it through a blender, and send it to me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Space Commander Wack, I'm sorry. I'll never read Space Buddy mail again.
I hope not, especially since your mother's just written you about how your brother's in jail again.
Stupid Philbo's in jail? What now?
Interplanetary flight to avoid prosecution for arson.
Arson?
Seems he's blown up a number of planets, you know, stars, moons, inhabited asteroids.
But stupid Philbo wouldn't hurt a flea. He's too stupid.
Somebody did it, Stupid Larry, and it wasn't me. I was nowhere near those planets. I have an alibi. It was Philbo. Someone has to take the blame.
Framed him good, huh?
Airtight. As you say, you know, he's quite stupid, Philbo is.
Stupid.
Well, what do the letters from the Space Buddies say?
Oh, here's one from Space Buddies Bettis in Beloit.
Space Buddies Bettis?
She writes, enclosed, please find Mommy's silverware taped to a giraffe.
Mm.
I've been made milk money collector in school. Do you want the cash, or should I get a money order?
Have her convert it to Plutonian Yurgs. Money orders can be traced, and the bills might be marked. Yes, Yurgs.
And Space Buddy Framdu Pulap of Swilmuck 7 writes, I've been following your adventures for years, ever since I was a tadpole. I think you should pay the announcer more, because without him, you're nothing. In fact, you should make him the star, as you're not worth listening to without the announcer there.
Wait a minute.
Tune in again next time.
Not so fast, Space Buddy Framdu Pulap, huh?
What a nice guy he is, huh?
Oh, wait a minute, let me look at that. This letter is written on Space Commander Wack announcing booth stationery.
Yeah.
Announcing booth stationery. What is this?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, what'd you do with the money I gave you to buy microphones last week?
Well, I didn't buy announcing booth stationery, believe me. That's not...
Wait a minute. Stupid Larry, where's the studio Bible? I want to talk to this man.
No, wait.
Episode episode Triple B.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wax, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog were exploring unknown parts of the universe. First, they conquered No Man's Land. Then they made the first map of the end of the rainbow. And now they were in Hog Heaven.
I was really surprised to find out that there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, Stupid Larry.
Not anymore, there isn't.
Yeah, but you see, if I'd have left it there, all that gold may have fallen into the wrong hands. It might have been used against us. Now, all that gold will be put to work to fight evil, to help pay for the spread of truth and justice to the far-off corners of the universe.
Oh, hooray! I'm so proud of you, Space Commander Wack.
Right. Want a candy bar? I've got plenty of change.
The candy machine's broken, sir.
It is?
Well, yeah. Remember, you thought it was a thermobozopod detachment tube, and you got mad when it didn't work, and you put your fist through it last week.
I hurt my hand then, too.
You taught it a lesson, Space Commander Wack.
Yes, I sure did. Ha! Huh. Dumb old thermobozopod detachment tube?
Candy machine.
Yeah, sure right. Candy machine. Well, listen, Super Larry, we're not doing anything important. We'd better take inventory of the spaceship.
But Space Commander Wack, we're about to land in Hog Heaven.
Punch your poobah, Super Larry. Who cares? Let's go over the checklist now.
But Space Commander Wack...
Okay, ready?
Ready.
Galfibrian Fisher Field?
Check.
Magnetoad Megadart?
Check.
Checklist?
Check.
I'm a goof him dim?
Check.
Arpidian Grey Gun?
Why not?
Grab bag surprise prize?
Iffle Gloop.
Dead Martian Dog?
Hi, Mom.
12 Gross Space Commander Wack Dashboard Statuette.
Help, I'm being held prisoner in a checklist factory.
Uranium Yak?
Check, check, check.
100 Heavy Haloed Hogs with Halitosis?
Nope, we've been captured.
Hyperdoom Des Moines Drill?
Check.
Wicked Witch with White Wig?
Oh, gross out.
Rubber Baby Buggy Bombs?
Check.
Bet you can't say that real fast, Stupid Larry.
Check.
Time Warp Bisbo Gel? Wait a minute.
Check.
Did you say we've been captured, Stupid Larry? Don't say check.
Check. Oh, yes, sir, Space Commander Wack. The hogs of Hog Heaven seem to have captured us and boarded the spaceship.
Why didn't you stop them, huh?
Well,
it's
all my fault, Space Commander Wack.
Yeah, just stop for your punishment, Stupid Larry. We'll have to throw you to them as a sacrifice. Tough, but we're going to have to
Commander
do
Wack,
it.
Well,
in you
go.
No, help! Help! Tune in again next time for another daring space adventure with Space Commander Wack.
Oh, look, Lord, they'll never get him. Trying to catch Stupid Larry's like trying to catch a greased pig. No offense, sir. Really, I like all you guys.
Episode Triple C.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Glorf the Dead Martian Dog had been captured by the vacuum cleaner creatures of the planet You Sucker. Imprisoned in the spotlessly clean hose dungeon, our heroes busily perfected their complex escape plan.
Okay, Stupid Larry, here's what we do. You go down about 10 yards, cut left behind the king of the canister vacuums, and run a post pattern into the upright models. Glorf, you fake a move to... Well, just fake it, Glorf. Then I'll throw you the bonzo bomb, Stupid Larry, and you'll
but
toss
Space
it
Commander
the...
Wack, they took away all our weapons, including our bonzo bomb, so your plan, though brilliant, won't work.
Okay, nope. Then. How about this one? How about the old your zipper is down line?
The vacuum cleaner creatures don't have any zippers, Space Commander Wack.
Hey, you guys! Look, your shoelaces are untied.
No shoes, Space Commander Wack. In fact, no feet.
I'm afraid our complex escape plan isn't working, Stupid Larry.
Yeah.
Space Buddies Telepathic Network now interrupts its regular programming in order to present this Space Buddy After the War special.
The planet is Earth. The state is Ohio. The town, the sleepy little hamlet of Wrath. Join us now as we meet the Nut family. Father Nut, Mother Nut, the gone away to school Nut children, and Einstein, their pet cow. As we meet the Nuts of Wrath. Starring Stupid Larry as Father Nut.
Hiya, buddies. Welcome to my spin-off series.
Co-starring Space Princess Lima Peru as Mother Nut.
Oh, hi. Have a cookie.
And featuring Nazoo the Wonder Squid as Einstein the Cow.
Cogito ergo.
Welcome to the Nuts of Wrath.
The Nuts of Wrath are brought to you by the friendly chemical engineers at Galactic Toxins Incorporated. Galactic Toxins, dedicated to mutations for a better future.
And now, the Nuts of Wrath.
Gee, Mother Nut, isn't this great? Our own little peaceful farm here in Wrath, Ohio, complete with a white picket fence.
Ooh, it's wonderful. I love you.
And I love you, too. And on top of that, our pet cow is a genius.
Look, up in the sky.
Oh, no. It appears that a spaceship's about to land and disturb the peace of our little town.
Oh, no.
Okay. No wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
Space Commander Wack, how did you escape the vacuum creatures?
Simple. I fired the writer, Stupid Larry. Try to spin off on me, will you?
Tune in next time for another exciting Ohio adventure with the Nuts of Rev.
Hey, you can be replaced too, Narge.
Tune in next time for more exciting space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
Gee, I missed the old farm already, especially my genius pet cow Einstein.
Oh, yeah? Well, if he was such a genius, why was he dumb enough to get the stuff all over my mega boots?
Dumbs of a feather flock together.
Tell you those cows.
Episode Triple D.
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack! Space Commander!
Okay, take five, guys.
No, let's go on. It's a Puritan ethic, you know. We've got a quota to make.
No,
let's
work. We've been grinding these out all day.
One more.
Okay, where's the script?
Well, what's it? Wing it. Wing it, okay?
Wing it!
Don't worry. With my quick wit, you know, I can do that, what do you call it?
You mean ad lib? You
know? Right. Yeah. I can ad lib with the best of them, you know.
Right.
I'm a superstar, but still one of the guys.
Okay.
Last time, you remember, Space Commander Wack, Space Commander Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog were, had been captured by the absolutely undefeatable worst thing in the universe and were sure to be doomed no matter what anybody says or does subsequently.
Thanks a lot. Don't worry, Space Commander Wack. Even though there's no way out, you'll think of one.
Just then, Stupid Larry was dragged out of the cell so he would not be able to think of a way out.
Oh, yeah? But look, Space Commander Wack, before they drag me out, a meteor hits the announcer's booth. What do you think of that?
What? Oh, yeah, right. And look, a bicycle race.
A what? A what? Did you say a bicycle race?
Yeah. Say, let's do a Glorf the Dead Martian Dog joke. Isn't that what they call them? Those are always funny, right?
This just isn't Glorf, working. Right. I think, something's gotta be
I need a witty reply to this isn't working. Let me
we need
think.
A script. Space Commander Wax, not to, B-R-I-G-H-T, and ad-libbing seems to be out of the question for him.
Quick! To the ramparts! We can see
look,
the
bicycle look. I've got an old script here from another show. You want to try it?
Another show,
What are we doing, Stupid Larry?
Give us one of those scripts. Here, Space Commander Wack. We'll just pick it up, here.
Oh, okay. Today, we'll be creating banana bread a la Neptune.
We start with 3 cups of pickled Neptunian grib slime.
Grind up the cup, dump the big slime, and send it to me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander, that's me, and this is a script for a cooking show, and I refuse to do a cooking show.
I
wanted to do a bicycle race.
How about a soap opera? Here's
never. Not unless Gina Rollins plays the evil nurse.
A talk show? We got a talk game show.
No.
Something live from the Grand Ole Opry.
No.
Dialing for Fritz Lams.
Fritz Lams? No.
Tune in next time for more daring but scripted space adventures with Space Commander Wack. Space Commander!
This is the end of the episode, Stupid Larry. You know where we,
ad lib. We, you know, spontaneous.
Ad lib. Where we ad lib and say something funny that's
I don't know if
flaps.
We ought to go ahead with that sort of thing right now, Space Commander Wack, because you seem to be having trouble.
Oh, I've got one, Stupid Larry.
He's got
knock,
one.
Knock.
Who's there?
What?
Oh, Space Commander Wack.